These 3 days of Holy Week are filled in the Gospels with so much, we might say, drama, so much powerful imagery. Tonight it's Mary. Tomorrow the focus is Peter. And then on Wednesday, Spy Wednesday, it is Judas. And each in their own way, in their own individual situations, then set the scene for what then will unfold during the sacred Triduum. Jesus has gone to visit his friends. He's gone to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Martha was busy with the serving. And then this amazing gesture that takes place. Mary takes the most expensive oil and pours it over Jesus. She wipes the oil away with her hair. I mean, who does that? It's so dramatic, so powerful in imagery. But she chooses only the best. And she anoints Jesus not because he's about to die, but because he will die and rise again. She pours out herself to him. We know from the scriptures there was a beautiful friendship between Martha and Mary, Lazarus and Jesus. But it's this act of selfless giving that is so powerful. When it comes to the baptism of a baby or the times when as priests we are able to celebrate the sacrament of confirmation, one of the things that I never stinge on is the sacred chrism. And I say to people who might be present, it's okay to go and ask them to smell their baby. And I know parents tell me that weeks later, the aroma just is still there. It seems to seep into things. Somebody told me the other day, and we did the baptism in December, it was still in the car seat. You know? And it's the reminder of the opulence of God, who pours out himself to you and to me and gives himself freely. And this beautiful image where we're told the smell of the oil filled the entire house, as it should. Because it was such a generous outpouring and giving. And that's what God does when he pours himself into our lives. He wants it to take over. You know, in the early church, when the new Christians were baptized, they would walk down into the font and be asked three times, do you believe in God? Yes, and down they went. The Son, yes, and down they went. Yes, the Holy Spirit, and down they went. And they'd come up the other side. And there were attendants standing there with literally flagons of oil to pour all over them. So that the whole person, the newly baptized, was covered with this beautiful chrism, this beautiful oil, this sweet-smelling fragrance of God. Tomorrow, Bishop Vasquez will bless and consecrate the oils and the chrism that will be used in the sacramental life of the church. He will take a flagon of oil, and into it he will pour balsam, rich and sweet and beautiful-smelling. He'll mix all that up. What he does then is so powerful. he will breathe literally into the oil to give it life. Because as the bishop, he's the successor of the apostles. Remember when Jesus, after the resurrection, gathers, he breathes on them and gives them the Holy Spirit. And that oil, that chrism, will then go north, south, east, and west, all over all 127 parishes of our diocese. The whole diocese will be filled with the aroma of the chrism of God. My sisters and brothers, what do we pour out to God? What do you pour out to God in the dailiness of your life? Is it the best, the most expensive? Or do we kind of just make do? That's what Judas was saying. Why all this fuss? We don't need all this fuss with this expensive oil. And sometimes we can allow that to seep into our lives, that we don't give to God the best of everything that we have and everything that we are. So as we continue our journey through Holy Week, think of Mary. Think of that loving gift that she gave to Jesus. And note, she doesn't say anything. Do you know that? She doesn't say a word. She just acts. God is desiring of us these days. Will we walk with him? Will we find what is best in our lives and give it to him? Will we anoint him? Will we journey with him? Will we love him? Love him as Mary did, and pour out our lives before him.